This morning we begin a new round of our outreach collections. As most of you know, all of the money that we collect here on a Sunday morning goes to support causes, good efforts beyond our congregation that we feel are in support or carry forward our Unitarian Universalist principles and values. Yeah, come on up, Larry. And a couple weeks ago, Bob Keating spoke about how we are undertaking a number of initiatives on the ending homelessness objective. So we're beginning this week to support the Anne Marie House over in Hudson, a very good cause in our community. And to say a little bit more about that before we take up our collection, I'm very pleased to welcome back Lori Skiba. Lori, good to have you with us today.
Thank you. Good morning. And it is indeed a pleasure to be re-welcomed back to speak to your congregation. It was over 6 years ago when we first moved to our new location in Hudson, which is the former novitiate of the Sisters of the Presentation of Mary. And in order for us to be able to open, we needed some fencing in our play yard because our property abuts some wetlands. And there would be no way that we would be able to have kids out in the backyard without having some chain link fence. And that's where you guys came in. You were able to donate enough money so that we were able to get the fencing up so that we were able to open Anne Marie House on time, which was August 1st of 2005. So that, to fast forward you now, every time I do a tour at Anne Marie House, and I always go around and say this is a real community effort here, and when we get to the backyard, I start with the fence, and I mention your congregation, and then I point to the sandbox and say, and that was a youth group who raised the money for the sandbox, and then I go to the storage shed and say, that was an Eagle Scout project. So I go around the whole play yard being able to thank and mention people each and every time I do a tour, so that everybody coming into the program can truly understand that we are a faith-based response to a community problem. The community problem challenge that I share with you right now has much more to do with a basic real need in our community, and that is transportation. First, I want to share with you some statistics. I'm not a big stats person, but this was an eye-opener. In September, I was able to hear the Assistant Director of Nashua Housing speak at a recent COC meeting, and he shared that there are 662 units of public housing in Nashua. There are 2,330 families on the waiting list. That's for public housing. Some of you might have heard of Section 8 vouchers, which is a subsidy program. Nashua has 853 Section 8 vouchers. There are currently 3,975 applications received for those 853 vouchers. So you can do the math. You can understand that it's going to be a long, long time before that particular government solution is going to make a difference in the lives of so many people waiting for affordable housing. And that's where Anne Marie House comes in. Anne Marie House is a transitional housing program. Our mission, to end homelessness one family at a time. And our unique solution to this community challenge is we don't charge rent. And therefore, we have to raise all kinds of money because we have a 17,000 square foot building. But because we don't charge rent, our families are responsible for mandatory saving 75% of their disposable income. And that income is then used for security deposits and first month's rent. This philosophy has been quite successful. In fact, we on average, over our 6 year history at Anne Marie House, it's over 85% success rate of families coming into our program leave to go to a sustainable housing situation where they are able to sustain that living arrangement. And it really, none of our families have gone into subsidized housing. So they might come to us homeless, but they leave more employed than they were when they came in. But the challenge comes is that not all affordable housing is on the Nashua bus line. In fact, we're sitting in Hudson, and there's no public transportation for our families to get from Hudson over to where a lot of the services are in Nashua. So when you intertwine economic independence with housing independence with transportation independence, which one comes first? And we really have identified we need transportation independence to get to the economic independence, which leads to the housing independence. Right now, we have 7 families in our program. We have 24 beds, however many families fill 24 bedrooms. That's how many families we can serve. Right now, we are serving 7 families. Right now, at Anne Marie House, we have a car parked in the parking lot, which needs $1,200 worth of repair. And one might think, whoa, you know, is it really worth it? Well, we've had it. Other support people have come and looked at it, you know, maintenance mechanic types, and they say, yes, if this car had the $1,200 worth of repair work, it still has a life. And that's always our criteria. You know, is it really worth our investment? We don't have a spare $1,200. If you listen to what's going on, you know, with the state budget, certainly our program, as most every other program that receives state or federal money, has been cut. So here we are. We receive less state money, and yet we still have more needs. So if I were just to talk about transportation, the one family right now with the car parked that needs $1,200 worth of repair work, which would then get mom over to the Adult Learning Center so that she can continue with her medical technology degree, which would therefore get her more employed, which would therefore bring her housing independence. I have 2 moms in the program right now who came to Anne Marie House without any transportation. Both of them in their not immediate past, but within 1 to 3 years, had car accidents, did not have money to repair the cars, and who even knows where those cars are at this moment. One of those 2 moms that came without any transportation not only works nearly full-time at Burger King, also goes to college to get a degree in criminal justice. So here we are, sitting in Hudson. Mom has to get to Hesser to go to college and get to Burger King to go to work, and she has 2 girls sitting over at the Boys and Girls Club in their after-school program. Would you like to know strategically how challenging that is to try to get volunteers to get to all these places, to pick up mom, to pick up kids, to get them wherever they need to go? Continues to be a challenge, and when we can't get the volunteers, then we have to rely on taxi cab money, and the taxi cab companies, they must be really happy with us right now because we are so committed to housing independence. And this is what we do as a program so that the support is there, the financial support as best we can to get these people moving and getting into their own lives. I also have a 2-parent family right now. Mom is a para in the local Nashua school system. Dad lost his job. He was a janitor. And they desperately need 2 cars because mom goes off to her school with 1 car, which is, you know, certain school hours. Dad needs to have a car to go in another direction, but there's only 1 car in that family, and it is a family that absolutely needs to have 2 incomes. So that's where your generosity comes in. Our experience has shown that if you can't get a higher paying job because you can't get to where the jobs are, you're not going to get to that housing independence. So we have been in conversation with several people from your congregation, and we truly thought that a solution to family homelessness would be this transportation, a rotating transportation fund, so that we would have this fund where people can borrow from and repay and move on sooner than first having to wait to get the job, then figuring out how the transportation is going to get them to and from their job. This way, we can start by fixing that car that's sitting in our parking lot, get that mom employed, mom repays the fund, and now we've got that basis to do the same thing for another family. We have a friend who is a mechanic, works with Good News Garage up in Manchester, if you've heard of that program. So he is very in tune to the needs of the kinds of cars that we need in our program, and he is willing to use his buying power to perhaps purchase a car so that our dad, for example, can get out with his transportation, get a job, and we can repay that fund. And so this is it's a new way of looking at solving this problem. Even though we are successful, our families stay at Ann Marie House on average up to a year. I think there's a possibility that if we had that transportation sooner in the program, they might be able to move on sooner with the other supports that Ann Marie has to offer. And so, like I said, this is where your generosity comes in. And anybody who wants to know more, I'll see you afterward over in the dining hall. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thank you. It's good to hear from you again. So to support this very worthwhile aspect of the Ann Marie House, let us receive our outreach collection for this morning.